It's a very exciting time here in Cairns. You take a walk around, particularly the CBD, and the restaurants are full. There's even some international accents starting to appear in the air as you walk down the street. So it's fantastic to see tourism bouncing back after what we all know has been a horrible couple of years. There are, of course, still more to come with internationals eventually coming back online. So it seems to me the absolutely perfect time to re-spark the debate about a tourism levy. Some call it a bed tax, but a tourism levy is effectively a very, very small charge on top of a room night. So it effectively means that tourists pay and fund an organisation like TTNQ, and TTNQ can use that money to market our region in greater, far-reaching ways than they ever have before. Someone who has led the debate on this topic, and it's been bubbling away again just in recent times. That is Mayor Bob Menning. Very lucky to have him in studio. Mayor Bob, to just give us a quick update on this tourism levy from your point of view. Where is it at? Where does it stand at the moment?
Well, Gavin, the tourism levy in the form of a bed tax is applicable in most parts of the world. I think Australia and New Zealand, and I think probably some of South America, but throughout Europe, throughout the United States, and in the United States you'll pay 10%, whereas here it might be a much smaller percentage, a quarter or a fifth of that. A little while back, the Queensland government had a report done called Towards 2032, Reshaping Queensland's Visitor Economy to Welcome the World. So it was a big title.
It is a very big title.
And when the report came out, it had 75 recommendations in total. Now, one of those recommendation 65, was legislative changes to provide local governments with the ability to implement a visitor levy guided by the following principles. One, visitor pays. Two, it's a line of sight expenditure. In other words, it's related. There's a direct yes. relationship there. And hypothecated for tourism purposes. So it's to be used for tourism purposes. Locally, by the destination. So the destination makes its own decision. And it's not the government telling them that they must, or that how much it will be, or whether they have to take it away. It's to be left to the councils and the tourism bodies to negotiate this themselves. And it's, the charging basis, it'll be determined locally. So those principles, the way that's outlined, is something which leaves the decision entirely to the council.
So, and all of those factors, Bob, sounds like what you have been saying for a couple of years now. I mean, you've said all of those things.
Well, the things we've said was tourism levies contribution are global. We're talking about an estimated levy of maybe 2.5% here, but that means other charges fall away. The leverage factor on that should be 3 or 4 times. So if you raise 5 million, you'll end up leveraging 20 when you go out to spend it. But TTNQ doesn't have that money at the moment, or they have to struggle for it and beg and borrow. The decision will be one made by the local government, i.e. the people at grassroots level. It's for local government to sell to its people. In other words, we carry any blame that goes with this. We take the blame. We take any downside at the polls. The government doesn't have to worry about that. Communities should be given the choice of the funding mechanism they can apply to invest in economic growth. I mean, tourism is a tremendous growth issue for us. The money's in and out quick. It livens the place up. Listening to so much of late in terms of how people talking about Cairns, and you can be listening on Southern Radio, and you're picking up, oh, we're going to Cairns and Port Douglas for the next week.
There's a buzz there. Yeah.
Cairns and tropical North Queensland, the buzz is back.
And in simplistic terms, we are talking, as you said, about 2.5% on a room night. Now, again, very back of the envelope, simplistic calculation, but for me, that's about a cup of coffee a night that a tourist would pay, around that. So opponents would say, oh, you can't charge tourists more, it'll scare them off.
If you go to the United States, you'll be paying 10 or 15% or more. Mm. I can't remember at any time checking out.
That's right.
I stood at the counter and argued about this.
That's right. I'm not paying that 10% or whatever it is. Yeah, so what are we looking at then? If we think it's that, you know, 2.5% on a room night, what's the war chest?
We reckon that Cairns and will be in the order of $16-17 million.
Wow. There you go.
Now, that's not taking $16 or $17 million off the hotelier that otherwise would have gone to him.
Mm.
What this means is that a lot more money will be spent with the hotelier and with other partners in promoting.
That's right. They'll reap the benefit.
Promoting our industry. Mm. And we want to keep the hotel rooms full.
And it basically requires the state government to tweak some legislation that allows you as regional councils, as local government, to introduce it. And that's all.
That's all.
Yeah. That's it all. Doesn't. Councils don't have to take part.
We don't have to. If you sit down with the tourism industry, if you sit down with some of the people from Cairns and you get a thumbs down, then the council can work away from it. But I often think, Gavin, the worst thing we can do is make a decision when we haven't got all the information out or people don't understand the way this works. The benefits of this are huge to us. We are so outgunned by the Gold Coast, by the Sunshine Coast. And
other regions around the world.
And other regions around. We compete with the world.
That's right.
We truly compete with the world.
Mm.
And if we can't get on a level footing with that, by using a smarter system, and that's what this is all about.
Mm.
Not about taking more money off people, but by using the smarter system where effectively the user pays.
The user pays. Mm. And the other interesting thing that I think is worthy of discussion is if TTNQ, for example, hypothetically, there's $15, $16, $17 million into their coffers, more money probably than what they've ever had. Does that mean then that ratepayers will benefit? I mean, council currently spends roughly $3 million a year.
Three and a bit million.
Do we not need to spend as ratepayers?
If this comes in, at some point, council will sit down and relook at its books and say, well, okay, we've now got this much money being siphoned towards the tourism body. We need to look at, what level, what we can retire in terms of...
Because that is a fair chunk of money for a local council. I mean, $3 million can do a lot for a city of our size.
Well,
so
even for a city of our size, it means a lot.
Per year. Mayor Bob, I think the opposition is crucial in this debate here because we know that oppositions will jump on it and they'll try to blame the state government for introducing the T word, introducing a tax, even though you said it's not the state's, they're not to blame here, they're just enabling councils. But can we get them on board?
I think we would have people saying this is the right way to go, but we've got to get out and sell that. We've got to explain that to people, Gavin. Like I said, too often we come to it. We expect people to come to a quick decision. They can't be expected to come to a quick decision. The information's got to be explained to them, conveyed to them. And, if that's done carefully, then I think that will be okay. Yes, I know in the past the opposition has said no new taxes. The government will say no new taxes. Well, I think the tourism industry will... will be a backer of this proposal because it benefits the state. This is
as well. That's
this
right.
This is something that costs the state nothing. The state doesn't have to put any money into this. The state doesn't have to borrow any extra money. The state and the tourism industry can work better in partnership than they do at the moment.
And it benefits the entire state. Traditionally, the hotel industry has been opposed to this. They say it's difficult for them to collect. There's admin involved. How does that all work, the collection of it?
It isn't. It's a press of one button.
Has there been any feedback at this stage?
Oh, look, we've had discussions with Airbnb. It's got to be applied across the board.
Well, that's important as well.
Like I said, Airbnb and any other platforms that are there. We've got caravan parks. We've got to be part of it too.
And so the next step then, I know that you'll put forward a motion at the Local Government Association conference.
We're certainly going to be supporting the issue at the conference.
Yep.
We have an indication from the government that they are prepared to, what's recommended in the report, the 2032 report. It's been indicated there that they will consider.
They'll look at it.
Yeah, and that's the most promising outcome we've had so far.
That's the biggest development. All right, and now the other quick thing while I've got you, the rectangular stadium.
Yep.
Any update there? Where are we at?
I was in Canberra last week, or the week before. We met with a number of people, the most senior of which was the federal treasurer, and that was a very good discussion. Mm. I mean, he's a very easy bloke to talk to, and he looks straight at you, and he addresses the questions. But we also had meetings with other people who are linked in with the Prime Minister and with the Deputy Prime Minister.
Mm.
And I will be speaking with somebody in Brisbane on next week, next Monday, about this and a couple of other projects, you know, including the CQU, taking that forward. The Minister, Jason Clare, wants that moved quickly. So I think, Gavin, we're getting to the point where matters will start to be discussed. The people from New Guinea have got a lead consultant appointed now, a guy called Andrew Hill, who comes out of the NRL and knows the game, and he will be down here over the next few weeks for in detail discussions. Mm. Now, what's going to happen is there's going to be three or four proposals or models that will go forward to the PNG Rugby League to enable them to construct what they think is the best way to go forward.
The best model.
And the federal, and I would expect that the federal government and PNG government will also be engaging on this, and no doubt the NRL, Peter Vlandys, will be keeping a close eye on all this.
Do we just need a business case done? Does council just need to stump up for a business case for a stadium? Pull together all of the other reports that have been done over the years?
It's all right, say, for Townsville, where you get the stadium and you don't even pay for it. That's paid for.
And they had Jonathan Thurston to get across the line.
Well, I don't know how the final decision was made, but it's certainly a hard one to work out. But we need, I think, Gavin, to have a business model that works. So we've got to be able to work out that we don't build something too big, that we don't build something too small, that we've got that we can get a return on it.
But I guess all of those points would be covered in a business case, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, but a business case, you've got to make it stack up. Anybody can write a business case and you can make $1 million a year, but you've got to be able to sustain a business based on what use you've got of that asset. And if the NRL proposal does come through, well, then that guarantees the business case. And that's an easy transition in terms of being able to move in that direction.
Make it work.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot going on, a lot on the plate, but some very, very big important projects there, that's for sure. Tourism Levy, Stadium, CQ Uni.
And it's all getting close.
Very good.
The truth will come out in the end.
Very good. Mayor Bob Manning, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gav. It's a pleasure to be here.